William, disappointing way to go out of the T20 World Cup, but this is happened, the third time it's happened, so I suppose you're used to it for this stage.
Yeah, someone said his ink's 33% of our games have been washed out in the T20 World Cup, but look, the disappointing thing for ourselves is that it really drives home the Oman loss, so a lot of it was down to how we played on that day, and yeah, the weather intervened today, there's not a lot we can do about that, but we could have been better on Wednesday.
And what if the factors the reserve days? The fact all the teams are here, the ground's free tomorrow, do you think it should be reserve days?
I don't know. I haven't really thought too much into that. Obviously, we were just worried about today, and it's disappointing that the Wellers intervened. I don't know, is the honest answer. It's just not something I've put too much thought into.
And obviously, chance to go out in a high, play the Netherlands on Sunday, you'll be looking to finish with a win.
Yeah, very much so. Both sides are the competition, so on paper there's nothing to play for, but this is a T20 International at a World Cup, and we've been under par so far, so it's what we've got to do is put that right on Sunday, and that's just what we've mentioned there before we left the change rooms, and that's what we have to do.
Just maybe a final word about the game tonight. We didn't really cover ourselves in glory in the field. It's difficult in the conditions, after a good first over.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of chances. These things happen. I think that first chance is obviously, it's gone up. It's not necessarily the easiest when it goes above the lights, but we're backing ourselves more than 9 times out of 10 to take that chance. It's a little bit disappointing, but I'm not overly concerned about that just because of how things have happened tonight, but it is something we'll be looking to put right come Sunday.